Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you. You are listening to blogtalkradio.com/forward Christine Day Online. And I'm really looking forward to spending time with you on the show today, to opening up new energies in alignment with the upcoming new year. I just want to acknowledge us all for the year we have had, a very powerful, intense, sometimes extreme third dimensional experience, a lot of challenges on the third dimensional level. And the biggest challenge of all, I think, is just opening up and remembering who we are within our vastness, moving beyond that illusion and just linking into the heart space, and from the heart space living our lives. This is the time to let go and to continue an unfolding. We're going into one of my favorite seasons of the year, Christmas. And I know a lot of people dread that, but to me, it's just got such a beautiful energy to it, the essence of giving and just opening up also to receive. To me, it's a very sacred time, a pure time. And I just want to wish each one of you just a beautiful, sacred time over Christmas leading into New Year. And winter is definitely here in Grand Marais. It's registering minus 20 this morning, and very cold, a lot of snow. And I leave, of course, for the hot summer of Australia in the next few days. Everything is packed and ready for our trip to the Red Center of Australia, to Uluru. And I'm looking forward to bringing back with me the sacred reconnections that will surely impact my work in the world. And I just feel like I'm going to be carrying a very different and new alignment for all of my transmissions for 2020. So I just, you know, want to acknowledge you and acknowledge me and acknowledge our interconnection. And of course, the conference at Uluru will allow many sacred reconnections of energy with people. I feel like I will kind of like remember and reconnect to many people who are also going to be called to that conference. And I'm just excited, and I can just feel the strong quickening that forges through me each time I open up to this upcoming journey in Uluru. And of course, I'm there for 10 days before the conference itself, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And then before that, I have time with my family in Australia. So I look forward to sharing many of my adventures with you on my return. My radio shows will be pre-recorded through January because I won't be able to be guaranteed any clear connections to transmit the show from Uluru. Otherwise, I would strongly consider doing that. And I will be transmitting during my time at Uluru the sacred energies on the pre-recorded shows that will support you during and after 2020. And just remember how essential it is that you prepare your heart connection with the work we are doing today in the transmission. That is going to strongly bring you into some essential realignments within your heart space in readiness for the change in 2020. And know that I will remain strongly connected to you through the first half of January while I'm in Uluru. So you can open up to my energy after January 2nd. I will be in Uluru and call me forward to support you in your new framework process. And it will be a great gift and an honor to work with you from a distance from Uluru. So place your awareness at Uluru at the time of 2020 and the days that follow. You know, the Aboriginal legends in Uluru say that the area of Uluru was created at the beginning of time and was utilized by the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians anchored the sacred energies at Uluru. And Uluru was regarded as a central physical place of entry by the Pleiadians. And the elders believe that a significant shift is going to take place on the 12th of January. This is a very, very strong Saturn-Pluto configuration, which will open the gateway at Uluru, where the sacred will be reinstated And as Uluru generates an electromagnetic energy that you can all tune into, and that will be active during the time of New Year, but it will accelerate on the 12th of January. And of course, I will still be at Uluru then, and this will align you to your own healing and life purpose from the frequency of this power center of Uluru. It's like a corridor reopening at Uluru. And the work I've been called to do at Uluru will ripple out across the whole planet, and all of the people who are drawn to the place of Uluru at this time will be contributing to humanity. But you are not separate from that. You can be a part of that process. So I really urge you to open up, align to my energy at January 12th, 2020, as well as New Year, and just allow your heart to open up to this powerful corridor that is reopening at that time. Allowing yourself to let go through your heart, opening your awareness through that corridor at Uluru, and interact within the sacred, which will be revealed at that time. And at the very base of Uluru are the ancient caves known as the Seven Sisters, and they were settled by the Pleiadians many eons ago. And I'm going to be returning to these caves, to this place. It's a return for me. It feels like I'm returning to reorientate myself further to my Pleiadian origin, my Pleiadian frequency on many other dimensional realms. And it feels like a total repositioning will occur within me. And that's part of the energy that I am going to be going to. And this upcoming 2 weeks before 2020 is a pivotal moment for each one of us, because we as individuals are the only ones that can reactivate and realign to the higher path of our own hearts. So you stand alone, choosing to actively engage within your multidimensional heart, preparing yourself to receive this dynamic energy of 2020. And those of you who prepare yourselves will be launched. It's about a launching for yourself, a reconnection and realignment to the new frequency setting that open up into another multidimensional framework of experience of awakening. And this is a monumental time for each one of us, including the planet. So there's a huge call going out by the Pleiadians that we must let go. We're being called to let go and to open up to a shifting time through anchoring in our heart centers. Each one of us need to move beyond the limitation of the old timelines, and that's done through your heart connection, and opening up into moments of a higher frequency of truth and understanding. Just know there are to be a level of frequency energetic notes released, which will allow each one of us to align to another level of our heart's nature. These notes carry elements of your own multidimensional unique frequency. There's going to be a webbing that will be birthed within this month of December, and it will be placed around the earth, around the energetic aura of the earth. And there will be tendrils from that webbing anchoring through your heart's cells as you develop your pathway within your heart. And the Pleiadians bring the news of a greater flow of this unprecedented energetic light that is flowing from the heavenly bodies down to earth, in support of our individual pathways through our heart, from those higher realm openings, lead us at the moment of New Year. Each of us is being held and supported as we consciously choose to work through your heart space, open up and utilizing this support through your heart. This is a huge happening. that you are a part. You are not separate from it on any level. So let's take a conscious breath right now, in and out the mouth. And just letting go. Bringing your hands to both your palms onto your chest. Feel the physical connection with your palms resting on your chest. That's it. Now take a conscious breath in and out the mouth and just letting go into that connection, into the vastness of your multidimensional heart. Come on, let's take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata I. Ashe om dai me a. Ashe om. Ashe o. Ashe o. That's it. Now take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata I me a. That's it. That's it. Ashata I. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little more through your heart space. It's like parting a curtain or a veil on a stage. Breathe and let go. That's it. Opening your awareness. Breathing and letting go on another level. Ashata ine a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's great. And let's talk about what's coming up. We have the December broadcast. It's going to be up in a few days. This broadcast is designed to assist you right up to New Year. It's going to assist you. The transmission from the Galactic Receiving Station is going to align through your heart cells and develop your heart cells, opening them up almost like petals of a flower opening to the sun. You're going to be working directly through the crystalline vortex and allowing yourself to expand into another realm of the crystalline vortex. So don't miss the broadcast. The more you work with it, the more aligned, the more prepared you're going to be in this process for yourself at New Year. Now let's take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata I. Remember, it's in and out the mouth only. And even letting a sound come out of the throat, like a deep sigh, just letting go, allowing everything to fall away. This is our time to let go. And there's tremendous amount of illusion playing out within our lives. It's like nothing is flowing easily right now. We just need to let go and trust. And know that we are being supported step by step within this process. That's it. And let's take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine a. Eshe om. Eshe om. And just bringing your awareness to your palms on your heart. Take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine a. Really claiming your alignment with your heart. And allowing yourself to consciously choose to expand that alignment of your own higher self connection. Remember, your heart is your multidimensional tool, and you are who you've been waiting for. And that part of you, the sacred you, is aligned to through the heart space. Now let's open up for a message from the Pleiadians. I want you just to breathe and let go and hold your heart as I bring this message through. Beloved ones, we greet you. There is an ongoing upswing of intensification as a pure consciousness light enters your planet. And this is designed to generate a powerful shift within the dimensional grids on Earth. Your energetic magnetic core is about to go through a transformation. Its vibrational pulse will open up and expand at the moment of New Year. And this will dramatically alter the energetic landscape of Earth. This is your time to prepare, and the time of preparation for the planet as the new year approaches. This happening heralds in a complete, significant reality change as the cosmic energy bursts in an electromagnetic realignment throughout Earth. This process will initiate a permanent and eternal change to the restrictive timelines within Earth, altering forever the frequency which has held the Earth firmly within a third dimensional illusion. These dramatic changes forge open a gateway on Earth, allowing you to utilize a reconnection to your higher realm components of self through your heart. When the electromagnetic energy anchors, there will be an instantaneous birthing of a cosmic umbilical cord. The picture is a pathway uniting heaven and earth, spreading divine energy throughout the earth plane. This opening is a moment of creation, which will be instrumental for you in regaining the ability to move up and down between the higher realms. You are being made ready and will continue to be experiencing an increasing sense of unfamiliarity within your senses. This unknown, this feeling of confusion, this process results in unexpected events happening within your current environment on a third-dimensional day-to-day life. That which was familiar may no longer be in existence within your experience. Your stability can be accessed through your multidimensional heart. This connection to your heart can reestablish a continuous state of equilibrium and inner guidance within you through this time leading to 2020. You must let go on another level. Allow the vast guidance of your heart to move and reposition you forward through this unfamiliar terrain. As you move closer to the new year, your disorientation within the third dimension, within your day-to-day lives, will accelerate as the Earth's rotation realigns to a different element in relationship to the Sun. There'll be an acceleration of light resonance entering Earth just before the time of New Year. The Sun's consciousness plays an enormous part, and your own heart cells resonate within the brilliance and the essence of the sun's light. Allow an unfolding of this process by engaging with the sun's consciousness, with the sun's rays. This is natural as you align through your heart, and it's opening up your alignment into a direct action of you consciously participating in a rebirth in alignment with the sun. This is about you letting go and consciously choosing moments of interaction with the sun's brilliance. Know that there is a new variance about to be revealed on Earth at the very moment of New Year. This is a part, an aspect of the new dawning, which is being anchored now, this month, December, throughout the planet, opening up new time frames through for the new year. This is a moment for celebration as a higher order is being set in place, in motion within humanity, in readiness for 2020. This happening can be likened to the sun raising itself for the first time over Earth, shedding shards of light, illumination, into the darkest and denser areas on your planet. This will create an acceleration of the density and drama to be unveiled within Earth during the latest stage of December. Know that you have an essential understanding within your heart that you are not alone during this transition. You must call forth the sacred pre-agreement alliances that you set in motion before you came into this incarnation, because you require this support right now at this pivotal time to play your role out to its fullest potential. Know you have a significant part to play at this unique time in the history of Earth as we get closer to 2020 and move into 2020. Preparation is needed for this to happen by you working within your unique heart frequency prior to 2020. It's about you opening up to your own frequency, almost like a light song that plays and can transmit through your heart within the sacred moment of New Year. A higher level of divine love will descend on Earth at the time of 2020. This opening will enable you to realign through your heart to your own healing and life purpose. You'll be given a natural access through your heart, engage and utilize to new paths to the higher realm component of your own self. This is the time, through your own conscious choice action of reaching within your heart and revealing the higher realm reconnections for yourself. This work you do by conscious choice will ripple out across the whole planet, forging a multidimensional framework on Earth. You are being called, summoned forth at this time to play your role. This next phase on your planet promises to be a magical event leading you to an exhilaration journey of a self-manifestation of monumental proportions. At this juncture, your higher self is urging you to remember your purpose and innate gifts through your heart. Allow yourself to be guided by your heart and play your part at this enlightened, sacred time. Blessings. The Pleiadians. That's it. Now let's bring your awareness to where you're holding your heart space. And just take that conscious choice breath right into your heart, like a soft wind flowing into your heart space. Eshata ine'a. That's it. Let your awareness open just a little more if you can. And take one more conscious breath and let go. Shata ine a ashe o. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little more if you can. And take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine a. Ashe om ashe o. Ashe o. That's it. Now let your awareness flow right to where both hands, both palms of your hands are resting on your heart space. And just use the conscious breath like a soft wind right into your heart space. So shata ine a ashe o. Take another breath and let go. Opening your awareness, whether you see, sense, or feel the opening, the interaction of your heart space. Just let your awareness open. Akashata I Ashe'o. Now I want you to bring in these words right into your heart space. Inaseta. Just once. Inaseta. Right into your heart space. Ina Seta. Now take a conscious breath and let go right into your heart. Now take one more breath. Now bring these words in. Ita ene se. Ita ina se. Ita ina se. Let your awareness open a little more. Take another conscious breath and let go right into your heart cells. The heart's opening, responding to the energy, the essence of the language. Now take another conscious breath and let go right into the space of your heart. Ashatai. That's it. Now bring in these words. Ase ne a. Ase ne a. Ase ne a. Then bring these words in. Entena ase. Entena. Ase. Entena. Ase. That's it. Now let your awareness open. Feel how your heart space is opening, responding to the words. Let your awareness open a little further. Take another conscious breath and let go right into the space. That's it. Now reach into the opening with your awareness. Let yourself enter the doorway that's opening up. And take one more conscious breath and let go right into the space that you see, sense, or feel. That's it. Just letting your awareness open right through the space. That's great. Now bring in these words right into the space and feel how the space is responding to the frequency of these words. Esha ne a. Asha ne a. Asha ne a. That's it. Now let your awareness come deeper through the opening. Take one more conscious breath and let go. And feel yourself being aligned deeper within the opening. As you open your awareness within the space that's revealing itself, it's like you're entering almost like a whirlpool of energy, a movement that you see, sense, or feel. Almost like a whirlpool of light. Now let go, take a conscious breath, and let go right within the space. That's it. Now bring in these words. Ante en esa. Ante en esa. Ante en esa. to feel the opening. Let your awareness expand right through the space. That's it. Let your awareness fill the space. Now bring in the sound again, or the words. Ante en esa. Ina. Ina. That's it. Ina. Ante en esa. Ina. Now let your awareness open and expand. Open your awareness, feel the energy of your words being received, and your heart cells are opening up. It's like you're being drawn deeper into the movement of the whirlpool, that whirlpool of light. Take a breath, let go. That's it. Whether you see, sense, or feel the whirlpool, that energy, that movement that's opening up through your heart space, take a breath and let go. Ashata ine a. Now bring these words right into the space of the whirlpool. Esa ne a. Esa ne a. Esa ne a. That's it. Now let your awareness open. Feel how the whirlpool is somehow shifting, responding to the frequency of your words. Feel yourself being received deeper within the whirlpool space, within the movement of your heart. And take one more conscious breath and let go. That's it, just let go as you're taken deeper within the space. Move by the whirlpool through a deeper opening. That's it. Take in another breath and just letting go through the space. Ashata ine a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe o. That's it. Now bringing these words right through the space where you find yourself. Anda ese. Anda ese. Anda ese. That's it, feeling yourself being taken deeper within the essence of this whirlpool of light. Just breathe and let go with the conscious breath. Allow yourself to be moved deeper within the multidimensional space of your heart. Eshata ine a. Eshe om, eshe om. That's it, take another conscious breath and let go. Eshata ine a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe om. That's it. Now let your awareness open just a little further and then reach into the space, into the opening of light that is beginning to reveal itself within the whirlpool. Reach forward with your awareness, touching that opening, and bring these words. Estan e ne a. Estan ena. Estan ena. And take one more conscious breath and just let go through this opening of your heart. Open just a little more if you can, and take another conscious breath and let go right into the space. That's it. engaging with the expanded movement of your heart space. Let your awareness come deeper. Take one more conscious breath. And breathing and letting go. That's it. Let your awareness open a little further if you can. Ishata ine a. Ishe om. Ishe o. Ishe o. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. Ishata ine a. Ishe om. Ishe o. Ishe o. That's great. That's it. Now let your awareness feel the physical pressure of your hands on your chest, your body sitting in the chair. Let all of your awareness move back from the multidimensional pathway of your heart, back to your physical body, to your physical hands on your chest, your body in the chair. Take a conscious breath and let go, aligning to the full essence, and feel how the essence of that whirlpool, that light, whether you see, sense, or feel it, is still flowing and anchoring through your heart and through the cells of your body. And you're going to anchor your place right now by just bringing in Enda. Bring it right into where your hands and heart and body connect. Enda. That's it. Now bring it in once more. Enda. That's it. Claiming your place here within your body, within your heart. Once more now. Enda. And breathe and let go. And breathe and let go. And this process we've just done is perfect to do before you work with the broadcast transmission that will be up in a few days' time. So be aware that you can work with this to set yourself up, then move into the broadcast transmission. The energy of those two processes is perfect for you to align in readiness for the new year 2020. So you can always locate this process we've just done, accessing the archives on www.blogtalkradio.com/Christine Day Online. And every time you complete this process, you reposition yourself on another multidimensional level within your heart. This is an essential time, and I want you to know that I'm going to hold you close as you work with this energy in preparation for 2020. And I really want to honor each one of you and all that you've done in this work during this process. And I so look forward to being with you again on the next show, which will be 2020. So I send my love and my blessings out to each one of you as you take your next steps forward, as we join on a deeper level together within our God consciousness state. Ishata ine a, ishe om, ishe o, ishe o. So be it.